We are here at Big 12 Media Days, and we've got Colin Sexton. Colin, just talk to me about what Lance Leipold has done here at Kansas, because, you know, in 3 years, he's really, you know, pulled it out of the mud. Just what have you seen from Coach Leipold in his 3 years?
Yeah, first off, Joe, I appreciate you having me on here. It's good to be out in Las Vegas for the Big 12 Media Days. But, you know, when you talk about what Coach Leipold has done for the program, the football program at the University of Kansas, but also just the region and the state and far beyond just a football program, of what he's impacted it's incredible. He's done what everyone said couldn't be done. Mm-hmm. And he did it in a way that he had a fabric when he came into the University of Kansas that he knew he was going to implement from the jump. Mm-hmm. And he knew that nothing was going to change day to day. He wasn't going to change with the way the wind was blowing. Yeah. This is what they were going to do, and this is what they were going to accomplish. And he told the guys day one, I still get chills when I see the video of him addressing the team for the first time, is he said, we will win here.
Right.
He's like, maybe not today, but we will win here. And, you know, he knew that. He has that confidence. He's been there, done that. And, you know, he surrounds himself with a great staff. They recruit great human beings, great young men. And they implement into the culture. And his culture is his culture, and he's not going to change that for anybody. And it's a proven, successful culture that, you know, you can plug and play it at certain places, but I think the University of Kansas is a great fit for him, and he's a great fit for the University of Kansas. And you're seeing it reap some benefits a lot earlier than probably any of us expected, right, including him. But what he's done is incredible. I think he's starting to, you know, catch the eyes of national audiences, and I think he would agree, and Travis would agree as well, that we're far from where we want to be, mm-hmm, which makes it even sweeter.
Yeah, and, you know, talk about it. Coming in this year, for the first time in a long time here at Kansas, there is – you know, high expectations for this team. Just how is that gear shift looking from your perspective, as, you know, you go from a team with, you know, coming from 2 wins to 6 wins, now from 9 wins, just how does it look trying to improve upon that? Because now the margin for error is getting a lot smaller.
Something that Coach Leipold actually says to the guys, and the guys repeat it constantly, is pressure is a privilege. Mm-hmm. So to feel that pressure for the first time in a long time for Kansas football, it's been 15-plus years since after the Orange Bowl year, that pressure is a privilege to have, and we haven't had that pressure. And so with those high expectations comes a lot of media attention, a lot of things that our guys probably aren't used to, that the University of Kansas, especially from the football perspective, isn't used to.
Right.
And so we have to be – you know, take it all with a grain of salt, and we have to stay grounded, and we have to realize that what we're doing day in and day out still needs to be what we did 3 years ago when we were trying to bring it from the depths. We can't just rest on our laurels now because we actually have a little bit of momentum. It's a lot easier to climb than it is to sustain. Mm-hmm. I think Coach Self told Coach Leipold that, actually. It's really hard to sustain once you've reached that kind of, not mountaintop, but close to mountaintop. And so for us, it's evaluating how we can continue to get better every single day from an athletic department standpoint, from a football standpoint. Travis and I talk about it every single day. It's like, what can we do to continue to push this place forward in a time when college athletics is flipped on its head,
right,
where nothing is the same as it was 3 years ago. And so we have the ability to try some things that are a little bit different. And so for us, our duty for this football program is to capitalize on the momentum and what we're doing, and make sure our fans show up, and make sure that we support in Kansas City, make sure the project gets done on time. I mean, all of those things, it's constant. And always evaluating how we can, you know, capitalize on what's coming down the pipe as far as NIL, which we, you know, has been around for a few years, but then revenue share that comes in next year.
Right.
And so it's a million miles an hour.
Right.
And, you know, luckily I work for a guy in Travis Goff who is the best of the best, and he's constantly looking forward and constantly challenging us to make this place better.
Yeah, and I want to go back to building the stadium and playing in Kansas City, both of those things going on. You know, just – how is the stadium project going right now? And, you know, we're still on target. And just what are the expectations this year? You know, 2 games in Children's Mercy Park, and then the other 4 home games at Arrowhead, home of the Super Bowl champions and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well, didn't it? We joked about that before we actually made that decision to play some games in Arrowhead. We said, wouldn't it be great if they won a Super Bowl this year? And sure enough, back to back. Anyways, yeah, it's going to be a unique year. You know, mm-hmm, it's an interesting year. You know, it's putting some strain on a lot of people, but, you know, we appreciate everyone's willingness to adapt and mm-hmm, you know, kind of go with the uniqueness of what the stadium project has provided us. And so, you know, you talk about the project, it's coming along really, really well. I mean, those guys are, those construction workers are out there grinding day in and day out. And it's pretty awesome when you're away for about a week and you come back, it looks completely different.
Yeah.
You know, so you're really starting to see that come to fruition. And, you know, the north side steel has been erected, you know, where the convention center is going to go. That's a recent addition that I noticed. And then the glass in front of the Anderson Family Football Complex is being put up. So you're starting to see some of those aesthetically pleasing things happening, which is awesome. It seems to be absolutely on schedule for August of 2025 opening against Fresno State in week zero. And so we're all excited about that. And, you know, they're going to keep churning along. And hopefully, knock on wood, there are no hiccups in the construction. You know, but then as far as Kansas City goes, we're really excited about the opportunity. You talk about two different and unique venues to play in. You talk about Sporting KC, Children's Mercy Park. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you haven't been to a game there, that atmosphere is incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, you jam-pack 21, 22,000 people in there for those first two games. It's going to be an atmosphere that you don't want to miss.
Yeah.
And then transitioning over into Arrowhead. Arrowhead is, you know, one of the marquee venues in all of sport. A lot of that has to do with just the loudness of, you know, the back-to-back Super Bowl champs and their fans. But a lot of those fans are our fans.
Right.
And so we're excited to play those conference opponents in Arrowhead. I think it'll provide a unique opportunity for our students, our fans, to tailgate, to do something that, you know, that we don't have the proper accommodation sometimes in Lawrence to do.
Mm-hmm.
So a giant parking lot. Everyone can tailgate much like they do for the Chiefs games,
right.
Pack that thing full, great opponents in TCU, Houston, Colorado, Iowa State. I mean, those are, I couldn't ask for much better there as far as just talent coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's exciting. It's a year of something that'll never happen again, something that we'll never have to do again.
Yeah.
And so it's like, why not make it the best that we possibly can and pack those places? And it'll be exciting. I think the players are really excited for it, too. They see the opportunity to play where they all aspire to go, which is an NFL stadium.
Right.
It's where Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and, you know, the Chiefs guys play. I mean, they see that as an opportunity. So we're all excited about it.
Yeah, and, you know, people always talk about Allen Fieldhouse, one of the greatest home field advantages in all of sports. And then Travis Goff says, you know, we want to build the football equivalent of Allen Fieldhouse, you know, and there's going to be a little bit less capacity than in the old booth, but you have to think that that's going to make for a better atmosphere and, you know, just better quality for the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the proximity and the sightline to the field will be so much different because if you remember, obviously, there used to be a track around the football field at David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium. And so that didn't allow for the stands to be close to where you're on top of the action. And so those stands will be moved in a little bit. Yeah, it might feel a little smaller, but it's going to be a lot more intimate and loud in your face, which is exactly what you want for an atmosphere that's really tough to beat. You know, and then you talk about capacity. The beauty of the project is because we're doing it in phases, and right now we're, you know, about 65-70% over to the northeast side. You know, eventually we're going to do the east and the south side to where that allows us to fluctuate that number depending on demand.
Right.
And so we have the ability to, you know, if we want to go up a few more, we can go up a few more. And so, but in the meantime, yeah, it'll be a few less, and we're excited to pack that place in, and it's going to be loud.
Yeah, and one of the first when, you know, KU got off to that 5-0 start in the 2022 season and the crowd came in and they were in full force for that game against Duke because they had just gotten two road victories. And Jalen Daniels talked about in the post game after that, he was like, well, I wish we had a tunnel to run out of. And now that's going to be a reality for players, you know, in the future to come out of a tunnel and see a full stadium. Just what does that do? And, you know, just like, how much input from the players have you gotten about how to go about the stadium?
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome opportunity for everyone. And, you know, Anderson Family Football Complex, where the guys spend a lot of their time, is getting completely renovated at 20,000 square feet being added to that as well. And so their day-to-day impact outside of the stadium is going to be major, major impact, which is incredible for them. But then, yeah, I mean, you know, I would say that, you know, they've had feedback in their own way, most by way of Coach Leipold. Coach Leipold's been consulted on the project from day one, and he's had a lot of input. I think he's, if you would ask him, I think he would be very pleased with where it's going and where it's going to end up. But he has a pulse on what the guys are looking for. I would say that's one of the things that Coach Leipold does really well is he stays really in tuned with where student athletes are at and what they're looking for and what would be really cool for them. And so he does a good job of that, and he relays it for sure.
Yeah, and then the student experience is going to be a lot better from what I've heard. Just, you know, what can you say about for the students that, you know, may not be too happy about having to go to Kansas City this year, But then when they come back in the fall for 2025, that's going to be a good experience for them.
Absolutely. I think the experience is going to be completely different. I would say for the 2024 season, it's bear with us. You know, find a way over to Kansas City, find safe transportation there and back. We're actually going to do some student busing as well, which will be great. You know, but bear with us for 2024, and then 2025 is going to be completely different. Way more, I mean, you talk about just the fan interaction, the student interaction, the technology that will allow you to do that, the lights that you see that are light shows now. I mean, everything is going to be significantly updated to where it's going to be a whole new atmosphere. And we actually put together a 2025 Kansas Football Experience Committee is what it's called, where for the next year, we have about 22 people that are on this committee that we are completely revamping and going through with a fine-tooth comb of every single thing of our football game day experience from start to finish, from the moment the fan wakes up, the student wakes up, to the moment they go back home. We are scrutinizing every little detail of how can we make this amazing come 2025, something different. Some aspects will be kept, right? You're always going to have wave the wheat.
Oh, yeah.
You're always going to have the bells from the campanile. But there are certain things that we have the ability to completely revamp it and make it our own that I think a lot of people are going to enjoy.
And this is something that, you know, personally, I could care less if there's Wi-Fi in the football stadium. I'm there to watch a football game. But some people, you know, they want to have their Wi-Fi and be able to get signal, which has been a struggle for fans in the booth. You know, what can you say is going into that? Because I know that that's another focus of the project.
Wi-Fi is extremely important in 2024, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Especially, I mean, I wouldn't even say it's a younger generation. I think it's everybody. I mean, I have a hard time. I'm sitting here talking to you right now with two phones right in my reach.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we always are attached to our phone, and that's just the world we live in, to where if you ask, you know, talk about students, if you ask them to go 5 hours without access to their phone, like, that's pretty tough to do.
Yeah.
So providing the Wi-Fi, and for various other reasons, not just that, is super important for our fan base to actually experience the game day of how they should. And it's important to you know, for the people who don't come to the game, you know, it makes them have FOMO if they see everyone else at the game having a great time. And so there are a lot of elements that go into it. But the Wi-Fi will be much, much, much better to where you can actually, send out some texts and post and do all of those things.
Yeah, there will be a lot more Instagram stories that are, you know, current as opposed to, you know, posted a couple hours after the game.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, Colin, I appreciate you coming on and, you know, really, really good to hear your perspective on the rebuild that's taking place in Kansas and that will continue to take place as Coach Lance Leipold, he keeps going and keeps doing his thing.
Nah, I appreciate you, Joe. We're really excited about what's going on, excited about this fall and everything to come, and rock shot.